Good morning. It is Thursday, the 20th of January, and this morning I had cause to ask Solomon some questions myself. And my question to Solomon was, Solomon, why is it that when something really, really good happens, something I've wanted for a long time, I have a thrilling experience followed by a few days when I feel really down? I call this my downtime, and I can see that I need to recover from the experience, the good experience, as it's not an everyday thing. But how can I deal with this better? After such a period, things just look grey and depressing, to put it bluntly. And Solomon said, you have felt what it feels like to move into the place of the expanded version of you, is what it is. When you have sent forth your strong desire, or wish prayer, as you refer to it, in other words, when you have launched your desire into orbit and you have offered the words, Dear Universe, or Dear Solomon, or Dear Source, or whatever you call us, I would dearly love to experience this, or this, or this, next. And of course, as we always say to you, we answer immediately and your stuff shows up. And it is there in your own version of the universal Argos, or supermarket. As you also know, what you then have to do, your work, in other words, is to align yourself with receiving, to get into that place of allowing this wonderful experience to flow to you. What we notice with you, however, is that you launch your desire. You know that it is given instantly, and then you get into the place of allowing, for a while, and you feel the champagne bubbles of exhilaration that you always feel when you're in your place of having manifested that which you have set forth. And then, out of this lovely place of good feeling, you launch even bigger desires because you have been inspired by the experience, which now feels as if it is already in your past experience, do you see? And so, you launch further desires to have more of this good feeling experience, but in the movement from where you are to where you want to be, you become sidetracked and distracted by other things that are going on. And you even try to take the action journey, because you are impatient, to make your good thing happen more quickly. And so in this sidetracking, you are moving in and out of your alignment place and moving in and out of your allowing place, do you see? And so when you're in the place of disallowing for long enough, and it doesn't take long, more thoughts that are like the ones you are beginning to think join in, and then more and more join in, and then evidence quickly begins to show up for you that your negative place is all there is. And your dialogue is something like this. Well, Solomon, I asked, and I'm patiently waiting, and I'm getting on with things and staying in this good feeling place. But it's taking a while, Solomon. Do you think maybe I should just give so-and-so a call, and maybe I should just also ask my husband what's going on in his opinion, and maybe if I just wrote to so-and-so, and so on. And very quickly, you have moved from inspired action, which is born from feeling in alignment with yourself, to the place of action, which comes from fear and doubt. But we know that you know this is not the true picture. This is just you sliding down the emotional scale because something that distracted you has caused you to be in a place of non-alignment momentarily. And what we notice is that you pay attention to others' needs sometimes more than your own from this feeling of disconnection and frustration. And what we encourage all of you to do is to be more attentive to your own inner being. If it means checking the compass every 2 minutes, then do it. Because nothing matters more than that you feel good, do you see? It is from the good feeling place that all of your stuff flows to you more quickly. Because in that vibrational place of being, you shine very brightly and we can see you. The place of resistance causes you to switch off your light, so to speak.